time to head to the Central Goldfields Shire as we welcome their CEO, Lucy Roffey, to the show, as we do around this time each week. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Now, the Motorised Mobility Device Strategic Plan, that's a mouthful. What does this entail? Getting them to slow down or being able to dodge out of the way?
Exactly. Well, now, motorised scooters are, you know, growing in popularity, yeah. And we've got an older population in Central Goldfields, so you do see lots of them out and about, and they have been involved in some accidents. So we got some funding from the Transport Accident Commission to prepare this strategy, and it looks at improving accessibility for people on motorised scooters, education just to improve safety for both the scooter user and for others, and also just looking at infrastructure. So are there better things that we can do with our footpaths and roads to make it safer and to have, you know, signage on the ground, or and also just even accessibility into buildings and making sure doorways are wider or that they have automatic doors. So there's lots of actions in the strategy that we'll be implementing over a number of years, and we just hope to make it a lot safer for people on motorised scooters.
Yeah, I think the footpaths is important. I mean, in all seriousness, you know, you see some and like, obviously, in some areas, I'm not specifically saying your area, but, you know, you do get some footpaths that are still a bit dodgy, particularly around the gutter areas. And I know they're very heavily weighted low, the mobility scooters, but you think, oh, my goodness, you know, you'd hate to see one of them going over.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so it's things like that. Crossovers are really important. Pedestrian crossings, being able to get onto those safely, and just even visibility of the scooters as well when they're crossing the road.
Yeah. Now, the National Stimulus, what is it? Oh, simultaneous.
Simultaneous?
Oh, I just let me clean my glasses here. I was getting a bit excited there for a moment. They were steaming up. The Storytime event, National Simultaneous Storytime event at the library is happening today.
Yeah, we're full of tongue twisters this morning, aren't we?
We are.
So, this is a great annual event. So firstly, an Australian book is chosen. So this morning it is called The Family Tree. It's by Josh Pike and it's got illustrations by Runnerjoy Ghosh. And it's a lovely story that celebrates family, community and the seasons of life to cherish and share. And the event starts at 10:45 a.m. and the reading will start at 11 a.m. and it is read simultaneously across Australia. So it's a fun thing to get involved in, plus also an opportunity to hear a lovely book. So anyone's got very young children who are out and about this morning, I recommend dropping into the library to join in on that event.
Okay. And the Gallery Art Talk, this has proved very popular and coming up again start of June, visualising Shakespeare. Or should that be, was there really a Shakespeare? I like a good little conspiracy theory.
Well, I think that will be covered. So Dr. Rob Conkey is a renowned scholar of Shakespeare and performance. And the Art Gallery Talk this morning, on Wednesday the 1st of June, will be really focusing on all the ways that visual artists, everything from painting through to film, have either, you know, accurately depicted or perhaps not so accurately depicted Shakespeare. So it looks at things such as illustrations, wood cuttings, film settings, stage design, artist books, photographs, book covers, graphic novels and more. So it's covering a really wide range. Lots of opportunity to ask questions, and it sounds like a really interesting and fun talk. So from 10:30 next Wednesday, the 1st of June, and this time we're doing it at the Maryborough Paramount Theatre, so that'll be great to go into a new venue for this talk.
Yeah, sounds great. I'll leave you with this thought, Lucy. I wonder if back in Shakespeare's day, when dogs barked, did they go, woofeth, woofeth?
Probably.
Okay.
Thanks for that one.
No, dad listen, joke. Thanks for that forced laugh. I really appreciate that. Have a great week. Talk next week.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
See you. Bye, Lucy Roffey. Oh, my Lord. It's 11 to 8. It's the wake-up call on Gold Central Victoria.